Force of Habit Under Stress. Scientists at Ruhr University and University Hospital Bergmannsheil have discovered why stress makes people more likely to lapse back into old habits. The team used drugs to bring about stress in volunteers. They then examined their brain activity using functional MRI scanning, whilst asking the stressed volunteers to perform tasks and choose a reward, say either oranges or chocolate cake. Published in the Journal of Neuroscience, the results show that the interaction of the stress hormones hydrocortisone and noradrenaline shut down the activity of brain regions for goal-directed behaviour and make people choose their favourite item, say chocolate cake, even if they've already had their full of it. Next up, wiring bats for neuroscience research. Dr. Yossi Yovel and colleagues at Tel Aviv University are, for the first time, fitting bats with GPS. Since humans rely on vision, we can't accurately measure when something is perceived. But because bats rely on highly tuned and precise echolocation, emitting sonar calls that can be recorded and analysed, we have a window into perception and time coding. Results are coming in which could inspire future developments in robotic sensors and sonar technology, and they're published in Science and PLOS Biology. And finally, the lies have it. No evidence for lie-eye movement link. Since the 1960s, practitioners have been taught that when right-handed people are visualising made-up events in their mind's eye, they tend to look upwards and right. Recalling a real memory is claimed to be signalled by looking to the upper left. But this month, University of Hertfordshire researcher Richard Wiseman and colleagues conducted a series of blind experiments which provide considerable grounds to be sceptical of this old notion. And that study was published in PLOS One. If you want to find out more about any of those stories, the references are all on our website. That's thenakedscientist.com/neuroscience.